You got to hear a little of this, and then I'm going to introduce our very special guest here this morning. This is Earl Klugh, handpicked. Would you like to hear just a little? Going to be here in town tonight. That's right, tonight, right here in Greenwood, we are going to have Earl Klugh. That was a little selection from Handpicked. How you doing today, Earl Klugh?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm absolutely doing fabulous. This is really a treat for me. You know, I'm really looking forward to the whole day, really, because this is just. It's just so nice to be able to connect with family.
Gosh. That's right. I understand you didn't know you had so much family right here in Greenwood on Klugh Road, if I'm not mistaken.
You said on Klugh Road.
Yeah, absolutely. Klugh Road, and you'll have to visit the doghouse over there, and gosh, there are so many Klughs doing good things here in our community. So,
that's great.
Yeah, this is a treat to have you on the phone. But I would like to know how a kid from Detroit made it into the big times. Boy, I tell you what, that's quite an interesting story. How you got your start?
Oh yeah, I was. I knew what I wanted to do, that's for sure, and I was lucky enough to find a way to do it.
Yeah, you did, and you have, I understand what, you were working in a music store?
And, oh, yeah, it was in Detroit. It was a Studio M music store.
Right.
And I was given lessons to the kids, you know. I would say for about a year and a half, and that's what kind of got me going in that direction. You know, I always wanted to, you know, just as far as just, you know, connecting with children and.
Sure, but then you happened to meet George Benson.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean. Who would think that would come together? You got to work on an album with George Benson, and what did you work with him for? What, a year or so?
Yeah, I was actually in his band for about a year. He took me under his wing because he was interested in at the time he had bought a classical guitar, and once he saw that I was playing that instrument, he came into the store. Then it was. You know, he was just really thought it was something interesting to have a black kid playing classical guitar, and so he took me around to several of the clubs around the country. And George always has this, you know, everything is just like he's just very dynamic the way he expresses himself and the things that he does, you know, and. So he put me on the map, and I just really, you know, I can't ever thank him enough for everything he's done for me, you know. So this is the icing on the cake here right now. I had no idea of this, and it's just really almost overwhelming. So this is great.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I bet you have to wake up and pinch yourself and go, gosh, is it another day in heaven?
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I mean, actually, you know, when you were growing up and you were loving the guitar and everything, where did you think it would go? Did you just think, well, I'll teach kids? And what were you thinking?
Oh no, I was thinking I was going to be exactly what I am now. You know, that's what I was thinking. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just a matter of you just try to do the best you can.
Yeah.
You just practice. You know, I practice all day. You know, and especially during the summertime, because you know I didn't. I was able just to play all day. You know.
Well, then,
so the
that
summer was,
luck. Was
the really best time for me to play guitar. I'd sit out on the porch and pretend like I'm George Benson or B.B. King or.
Wow.
I did a lot of silly stuff.
Wow. You know, I handpicked is the piece that I was playing a little bit from, and you really coordinated with a lot of your favorite artists and everything through that, didn't you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And you've played with a lot of big names too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So this is really, really a treasure and a treat for you to be coming here to Greenwood tonight. You know, I don't know if you know this gentleman or not, but he actually is from Ware Place, right up the road here. His mm-hmm. name is Mac Arnold, and he is a blues player. In fact, he plays a blues can, a gas can guitar. But his,
wow.
Yes. He is really phenomenal, and he's actually somebody you might want to hook up with simply because he actually played on, he was one of the original producers of Soul Train.
Ah,
and,
wow.
And he has played with Muddy Waters, B.B. King. He's played with all these people out here. He's about 70 now, and he's still playing the blues. In fact, he has a restaurant up there in Greenville. So
that's great.
Yeah, he is great. You guys would have a fun time talking and picking. And he has a charity where he works with kids too. So
yeah.
Anyways, I know you are coming down here. Anything you can tell? You actually were instrumental in getting some jazz back at the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort in Colorado Springs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We've been doing that now for. Gosh, for 10 plus years,
right.
At the Broadmoor, you know, 12 years actually.
12 years.
12 years. Yeah, and you know, it's one of my favorite things to do. You know, it gets me, it gives me a chance, and you know, my band members. You know, we really enjoy the Broadmoor. You know, it's just a super place and. So we do it every year.
Well, I tell you what, this is pretty big news that Earl Clue is coming to Greenwood, and he's going to be trying to hook up with some of his relatives right here in Greenwood. I know you're going to have a fabulous stay. The concert is tonight at the Josephine B. Abney Cultural Center right here at Lander University, 7:30 tonight. Earl Clue, this has been a real honor to talk to you. I hope you have a fabulous day, and I hope you'll come back.
Oh, yeah. Well I'm going to make sure I come back.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're out there in the world and you ever want to let Greenwood know what you're doing, give us a call.
Okay, I surely will. And this is just so nice. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for giving us a call, and we'll look forward to your concert tonight.
Okay, thanks so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's play a little Earl Clue as we go into the break here. Well, let's see if we're going to play. Oh, yes, we are.